I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Just a week. Dude, I told you, I thought I took a melatonin. Oh, he left the gear and he's out. I thought I took a melatonin last night and accidentally, I put my mushroom microdoses in like one of my like brain things. I thought I took a melatonin. I just took a microdose last night.
Hard time sleeping.
And I was pretty tired, but I was like, damn, it's not hitting me. But then I laid there for at least 45 minutes and I thought up the coolest video game ever.
Please.
Dude, it's just straight up cops versus robbers.
Okay.
Open source, you can pick the life of a robber or a cop, but it's all there are obviously and whatever NPCs. But you can, dude, don't fart on my video game idea.
It's got muffled by the seat cushion.
Oh man. Dude, so you can either sign up as a cop or a robber, and you can just, it's like Grand Theft Auto, we can just do crimes like open world. And as a cop, you could kind of like follow people and try to solve murders. That'd be pretty sick.
That is sick.
That'd be pretty fun. You can like quietly go into like a guy's house and just fucking stab him. And then like a cop would have to try to like look at the cameras and put it together. I sat there and like played this game in my head for 45 minutes, passed out. And I was like, damn, that melatonin kicked my ass. And I woke up and was like,
crazy ass melatonin. I played a video game.
I took a mushroom microdose.
Dude, dream wells will fuck you up. They're like gas station sleep aids. You can get off GoPuff and like you start taking them and you're having like weird dream thoughts when you're awake. It's not cool.
Yeah, dude.
It's like kind of scary. That you're
Tonin,
yeah, you guys
kinda,
are dreamers.
Oh, big time.
You went down to the Institute, bro. Yeah,
yo, how was the toot?
Crazy. Yeah, the fucking.
Yeah, you went to Monroe.
I was surprised. I talked.
You didn't hemisync?
I talked to Spade about it for literally, I thought I wouldn't have that much for 50 minutes, I think, on the Patreon. It was. I had a lot to say about
it. The Costco family put you in a mental hospital.
No. The, Big Justice. You, yeah. Nothing but love for Big Justice.
They took your shoelaces because of the Rizzler. You couldn't handle double chomp.
Put you in
the
check. Put you in control of the holistic environment.
He watched
you
so much that he had to go to, he checked into an institute.
I drove down. I went down Skyline.
We're going to need those shoelaces, dude.
I went down you Skyline. Joking. I mean, don't have any.
You joking.
Yeah, true. Fucking pussy pillows on my feet.
So after you got out of Arkham, what happened?
Arkham?
You
Arkham,
yeah. The Arkham Asylum, dude.
The world ain't built for guys like us.
So you drove to Virginia.
I drove to Virginia.
So the double chunk chocolate cookie.
No.
That made you drive to Virginia to check into a cult.
It was a CIA ran operation, pretty much.
But no chance CIA even comes near that.
They do. They spent tons of money on it.
The group that you were with, CIA.
The Monroe Institute, like. Robert Monroe, remote viewing, yes.
Talking about Starlink?
Okay, the place you went.
Stargate. My bad.
The place you went, you think the CIA is keeping tabs on that?
I don't fucking know. I just know they did.
I believe you on that.
And then they stopped. But like, I went there and it was.
Then they stopped.
Yeah.
The CIA was not keeping tabs.
Making up movies in their head. They're literally doing what Matt did with the movie.
They achieved heavy.
You come out of heavy.
Hold on.
We got to cover exactly what happened.
No, how have your dreams been since then?
The fucking same. Like, I can't remember, man.
Bro, did you ever think that you're too powerful and they didn't want you to succumb to the hemi sync?
It was, dude. It was fucking. Everyone there was very fucking nice. But
did you fap in the check unit?
No.
What?
No, I saved my seed. Okay, I was just. Right, I chilled.
Wait, did you had a roommate?
I had a roommate. What? I had a black roommate for one day and he quit.
Why'd he quit?
He worked there. They were just like, dude, we're giving you this gift to be in this opportunity. The kid made it one day, slept through a fucking meeting. It's like, I'm done.
That's for him, bro.
I thought you have your own little like pod.
I had a roommate.
What?
I had a cellmate.
Mm-hmm. You had a cellie?
I had a bunkmate. He was.
Yeah, that's so uncomfortable.
Oh, it was crazy.
Explain to the people what you did.
Yeah.
The Monroe Institute's a place where you can learn. You got to go into level one. But that's the thing. Like, I'm
a place you can learn. Hold on. What it is.
It's for remote viewing. But that's the thing. It's
astral travel.
Astral projection and remote.
And you can just sign up online in Virginia and you drive to Virginia.
I almost did this, by the way.
You go to a place in Virginia. They have a place in Arizona. And like, there's dudes who are like remote viewers and all this stuff. But the thing I did wasn't necessarily that. It was the level one. You have to do this. I literally forget the name of the thing, but you have to do it with the level one program. And it's pretty much just meditation.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I didn't know this. I just like, and when I showed up,
wait, did you enter witness consciousness or no?
Nah, you have no fucking clue what you're on. You've never been to level 27. You've never been to level 23.
You never had a fucking roommate in a weird ass place in Virginia because of double tongue cock.
Never had a janitor sleep next to you.
Because of the fucking double boom.
But I roll in there and it's like the real world.
The Rizzler sent you to fucking Virginia.
It's literally like the real world.
Dude, just an old burnout. You roll in the custodian and be like, dude, you can sleep in the bed and learn about your dreams. She's like, all right, man.
Dude, I roll in there.
That's white people tripping fully, dude.
And immediately there was a man and I was like, what the fuck? And I fucking continue on, sit down, and I'm chilling.
They got out of jail and Kamala fucking botched him up.
I sit down, they all start bullshitting. Like, yeah, what's your name? I was like, I'm Billy. And they're like, so did you read Journeys Out of the Body? It's like, fuck's that.
You didn't,
like,
read his book?
And they're like, what about, like, what are they named three other books? I was like, I have no fucking clue what's about to happen.
Yeah. I haven't read a book in 25 years.
I read
I should have been there.
You should have been there.
I read part. I was kind of like, all right, this is fucking
awesome. If you would have
that was
gone,
the book I told you about where his wife was dying. He was all of a sudden
very
was,
good company. If you would have part of
gone
Journeys
to Virginia, you would have left like, I did it.
A dude beat
I would have.
You would have been like, I for real, I can read minds.
I did one of their, they have like a free audio exercise you can do. And so I was in my old office apartment, and which also was an insane asylum. I was in Arkham. I was in Arkan. And I was like doing the free thing, and I had to stop. I was like, bro, I might have just hemi-synced for a second. I was in my beanbag, just like, bro, I might have just fucking
hemi-synced. What's hemi-synced?
It's when both of your hemispheres of your brain converge in one. The corpus callosum separates the two halves.
Okay, but what happens when they sing?
Hold on, I gotta explain the neurobiological background of the whole thing. But it's the corpus callosum separates the two halves of the brain. So it's like, dude, if I were to sever that and you were to look at a thing like split screen, one eye will see one thing and you can see a thing, and then I guess your left eye gives your right hand, your right eye gives your left hand.
Yeah.
And you can look at two different things and your one part of your body won't know that you saw the thing, if that makes sense.
No, but what happens if
you can
sink?
Look at two images with your eyes on like a split screen, and they'll be like, which one are you going to pick? And they'll like grab it with your right hand. You'll grab a snow shovel. They'll be like, why'd you grab that? But with your left eye, you actually saw a snow
shovel. But what happens when they sink?
Bro, you go to the other dimension.
People make up things in their head.
What happens when they sink?
When they sink, then that his theory is that once they fully sync up, you can like leave your body and access another dimension.
Level 10 is where you get into it. And
level 10?
Level 10 is where we started.
Can't believe I got there that fast.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is pretty much in level 9, so it's not that hard. But fucking level 10, the first night, like, we talked for a while, and then we're like, all right, we're going
to
give this
Who'd
a try.
You talk to? How many people were in
22.
This?
22.
There's 22 people 22 people.
There's people from Australia, fucking
Holy
Hungary.
Shit. Somebody flew from Australia to fucking Virginia.
Germany, shout out Frank. Yeah.
They were feeling it, weren't they?
Everyone was. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I didn't have anything, so I'm not going to sit there and shit on everyone else that did, because I just feel fucking mean.
Why do you think you were held to this plane, though? Why don't you think you moved?
I'm fucking retarded. I have no idea.
Do you think the people that flew from Australia and Germany to Virginia?
Dude cried. Like, this has been a life goal of mine.
Did he get a hyperdensity information packet?
Dude, so...
That's when you're traveling through the astral plane and you get hit with like a packet of cosmic information that takes you years to unpack.
What types of shit do they tell you?
That's another crazy
I couldn't
thing.
Put into words.
You don't know. No, I could.
You gotta ask Robert Monroe, but he got hit with, day. Again, his wife was like dying during the time, and he would leave his body at nighttime and then just like hit these like hyper dense information packets.
Oh yeah, he was just severely stressed and having fucking
And he would hit the information packets, and then
that
he was like,
the guy that was like, I'm cool, I'm just going to a different dimension.
Yeah, he was just
clearly experiencing. Yeah, he was clearly experiencing like extreme stress. It was just like, actually for real, I'm just talking to aliens. And you're like, all right, man. Whatever
you gotta
say.
That's how
it starts. It was six meditations, I think, a day.
Do they do brainwave driving when they would like use binaural beats to drive your brainwaves and then like send you into a different state?
This guy's never even been there talking.
I'm just asking.
You would not last a day in the Monroe.
No, you would
be. They would give me the keys. They would give me the keys. They say, bro,
an instructor.
They say, bro, we don't even know.
What type of gear are the people rock, like clothing wise? What are they wearing?
It's all, dude, you could never point them out. We are Legion.
You're X-Men. Yeah, we would never notice you in the crowd.
No, until it was time. But the first thing,
what, take naps and talk about it.
Well, the first thing was like level 10. And like, dude, I tried as hard as I can. It was like, you put your headphones on, go in your check unit. It's like pretty dark and you can't see.
Controlled holistic environmental chamber. Check unit. Let's just spell it out for the people.
You're like a dude who steals valor.
You are like a dude who knows
all like the military jargon.
He's been overseas, dude. He's gone on tour.
You don't even know where the bell is.
You're in line at Annie Ann's right now in a full uniform, and Billy's clocking you with a GoPro, dude.
Patch is in the wrong spot. So you go like,
I watched this Stolen Valor like yesterday.
You could do it for hours,
and it was the first one I've ever seen where every comment was like, "Come on, man, let that guy alone." It was just fully
that's
a
like
retarded
the,
guy.
It's like the pedo hunters are just getting retarded guys now. Like, what are you doing here? I mean, to an 18 or 17-year-old.
Did you see that one? Who's the one gigantic?
Alex Rosen. He's the best.
Did you see when he screamed at the Kamala rally?
Yes, and he got his phone.
He's like, "Why are all the people going to Diddy parties?"
That guy's the best.
Dude, you see a bunch of people turn around and go, "Come on, man."
He showed up to a Kamala rally. Yeah. And yelled, "Why's everyone going to Diddy
parties?" He's a YouTube pedo hunter, and he showed up to a Kamala rally and went, "How come everyone in the backstage is at the Diddy party? What's up with that?"
It's funny
and
how
people
much,
block him with the Kamala signs, be like, "Don't look." It's so funny.
It's funny how much this is like 2016 and 2020, and then now it's just like, dude, this is all kind of fucking embarrassing. Like on every side, it's just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, now you can use the presidential race to boost your own just channel that has nothing to do with it.
You're telling me, man.
It's like it has nothing to do with it. You're like, "You fucking love Diddy. Why did you suck Diddy's dick?" And it's like, "Yo, by the way, check out, buy my merch."
Yeah, he's great. There's a video of those guys like busting some pedophile in a parking lot, and the kid's so angry, and they're just crying laughing.
Dude, not to sound like a total lib, but this could genuinely be the fall of capitalism. Just a dude's like, "Dude, fuck." Just getting shot in the face while you try to like get your YouTube channel on a political
phone thrown too.
He did.
Yeah, they grabbed his phone and threw it.
Oh, I saw the tweet about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of a black dude, and he was like, "Who's this fucking donkey face that threw my phone?" That's the only tweet I saw, and I was like, "God damn, things are heating up." Things seem to have been chill until the last like week.
Oh, I mean, got shot in the head.
No, of course that, but I meant the...
Well, the numbers are so good, bro. If we
shit got rowdy the last couple days here.
Where the fuck were we? We should have been in there, dude. We should have been at the heart of the election, just being like, by the way, guys, link in the description. Please
by the way, I've done no research and I'm not going to vote. So.
Yeah, but fucking level 10 was, I tried as hard as I could. My fucking forehead was vibrating.
Oh,
I think that was
careful.
What?
You gotta be careful.
That's the third eye.
I know. And I was like, "Oh, this is, maybe there's something here." And then like the further
your forehead vibrated while you're taking a nap.
Oh yeah, pretty much. And like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting there saying
that means you're exerting too much effort. I've been there before.
I'm not saying I have secret fucking powers on an X-Men or anything, but fucking the next day it's like, we're getting into like level 15 or whatever. And then they lost me when they're like in it, you're sitting there, you hear all this stuff. He's like,
"And now you're in level 15. Time is not real."
Yes. And I was just sitting there like,
one,
fuck.
Two, three.
Yeah. That's exactly
four.
What I did. Yeah,
fuck, it's real still.
Yeah.
One Mississippi.
You can, one can make the argument.
Yeah,
but
I tried. Well,
time's not real?
It's not. And once you leave Earth, it's not real. Time is, it's just we're happen to be in this space that revolves around the sun. Once you leave Earth, it's like you're dealing with a totally different thing. It's relative.
For sure.
Shouldn't say it's not real, but it's relative.
I went through a lot of them, and you would come back after every single one.
What time is it now?
Talking about right now or if I was on Jupiter?
No, right now, where you are in reality.
10:52.
Yes.
Right now in Austin, though, it's 9:52, so.
Are we sure Austin exists right now?
True.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. But if I was outside the sun's, you know, if I was outside the Earth's orbit, obviously. What day is it? I don't know.
We had meetings after every meditation, though.
Did you share at all about your meditations?
I had nothing.
What?
I had nothing.
That's Zen. You had no mind. No, you were coming from a Zen perspective. No mind.
Well, I was just sitting there and
tabla rasa.
It sounded like a lot of people were like, "Oh, I did this," and it was like, "Oh, that was like the best." Was like. It's like if you went in and did 7 minutes in heaven and like the cockiness that you would walk out of that closet every time.
Oh, no. They come out just like, yeah,
the one,
brother.
The best was the one T-Bot would just come out and just go, "That was crazy." I was like, dude.
You didn't release any endogenous DMT?
I would just listen to everyone fucking talking. Like,
how big's your neck?
It's pretty big. But fucking,
it is a huge neck.
A lot of people, when they were talking, it just sounded like movies. So they were like, to me, I was daydreaming, and then you would just think of cool shit, and then people would share that. And then when I would talk to people privately, like, hey, Bill, how are you making out? I was like, I just keep falling asleep, and nothing's really happening. They go, yeah, same here. And then there was one, the Hungarian woman sat next to me at the very end. This dude was like, I don't believe in aliens, but I saw a spaceship. And the Hungarian woman was hard of hearing. I think her name was Reka, maybe. I forget. But she was like, what did he say? I was like, he doesn't believe in aliens, but he saw him in level 23 coming. And she just goes, do you believe in that? I was like, Reka, I don't even believe in fucking space. And she's like, what is wrong with you? I didn't say anything all fucking week. And then
I don't even believe in space.
She's like, how are you breathing Reka, right now?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't fucking believe in space.
Yeah. She
oh man.
The one before that, she just came up to me, she goes, how was it? Nothing? You probably don't even need this. You're so chill. I was like, thanks. I really appreciate that.
That's actually nice.
I know. I was cool there. That's what, before that, I said, Reka, I saved your seat. I was like, sit your ass down.
Oh, you and Reka were just friends. Chilling.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's damn, nice. That's tight. She kind of like low key met you and was like, you're so fucking chill, Billy. Yeah,
but then you were like, babe, I don't even fucking think space is real. Yeah, she was like, get the fuck out of here.
How the fuck are you breathing that? And I was like, I mean, you can't breathe in space.
Yeah, what the fuck is she even talking about?
That's what I said.
She's hungry, dude. She doesn't know shit.
I was surrounded. I was surrounded. I was on Jubilee.
She's
surrounded.
Fucking hungry, dude.
Yeah, literally, like during World War II.
Not even Poland. Hungary, dude. Yeah,
hungry.
That's where when you're in Hungary, you're like, damn, I wish I could live in Poland right now. That'd be so
I
lit.
I
like,
in Warsaw.
You can learn more about space and oxygen.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, nothing. The people there were really nice, so that's why.
That's cool. Yeah, they probably were.
Don't necessarily want to talk shit on them, and people got stuff out of it. But
did they get more chill?
I got nothing.
That's cool to get, like, to not be that chill and go to the Monroe Institute and be like, I'm actually way more chill.
Yeah, I can't ever fucking meditate.
Really?
That shit's so stupid.
No, dude.
I can't do it.
Try to meditate?
Just sit there and think about shit. So you're not supposed to. Yeah, obviously.
What did they tell you to do? What
it's
was
like, don't shit.
No,
it's
I just
like,
sit there and I go, who's Notre Dame have this week? Fuck, it's a bye week, dude. What am I going
to
do?
And then once I get to the point of not thinking, I'm asleep.
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
I know.
Are you sure you're asleep? Maybe you're really good at meditating.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the best meditator in the world. And me getting in a firefight with people last night was a message from aliens. That's crazy. The download shit's crazy. Where people are like, "Oh, I got to download. It's going to take me years to unpack." It's like, dude,
that's the high density informational
download
packet.
A fucking dream.
Information.
It's the informational packet. It's so high density that like you get hit with the information. You're like, ugh. And then it takes you years to unzip the file.
This is like, it's kind of sad.
What?
To like grasp it, like a meaning and purpose in life so much that
it
you're
is
like,
feeding.
Holy shit, my dream, I'm so important. The aliens getting me this dream. Yeah. It's like, dude, you're from Hungary. The aliens weren't talking to you, dude.
It is. Actually, she said she was contacted by Palladian, so why don't you shut the fuck up? Yeah, why don't you take
the last thing the aliens do is go to Hungary. Everyone
she
knows
was chill.
Yeah,
obviously she was chill, bro. I'm just
it is
just
taking the religious impulse.
Don't make fun.
It is a twist on the religious impulse.
That's our legion. They're among us.
There was another thing where I kind of started.
I think it might be where you're 50 and your mom dies and you're from Hungary and you go to a place and you go.
Dude, the check is comfortable as fuck.
I do want to get in a little tiny pod.
I would love to sleep in that every night. I just wish I had a door that locked.
I definitely, curtain. Especially with a fucking roommate that also thinks he's talking to aliens.
Yeah.
It was you went to a halfway house for schizophrenia.
At some point, I
was
swear
everyone
to God,
in a sweatsuit?
Dude, at some point, chain I swear smoking? To God, they were going to be like, hey, Bill, you're with us now. Everything's going to be okay, but you're just with us.
Yeah, you got to stay for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I started telling people I was in rehab.
Did you guys have chores? Was there like a whiteboard?
No chores.
That's cool. That's
you true. Literally could just do fuck all.
Have you reached out to any of your alum?
No. It is. I got a diploma.
That you did? You didn't stay?
I got the
you
diploma.
You didn't make it the whole time.
I made it till the last day. I was like, I'm all right. I'm
you
out.
Just didn't walk. Yeah, you didn't walk to graduation. Yeah.
How many days were you there?
Me and Penny hugged and rolled. I went there Saturday to Thursday.
But you skipped the fucking scream in the woods? Or what?
No, it wasn't scream in the woods. It was a silent meditation. I was like, I'm done.
Did you guys do any screaming?
No screaming.
I honestly would have genuinely liked this, I think, a lot.
You
would sure.
I think
go,
I would have liked this
literally
a lot.
Go.
I think you would have enjoyed it.
I would go to a silent meditation.
Good thing I want Tempe.
You just go, you're silent for 7 days, and you just sit there with a bunch of people, and you're just like...
I think a bunch of people would bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, silent would be nice, though. You could just sit there and
silent meditations are literally just you're silent for 7 days, check your bank account, still rich. All right, I'm going to go back to the world.
Murderers, rapists, terrorists.
Yeah, that's a commercial.
Come on, won't make them pay.
That is true. You're quiet for seven days and you just go.
That's the craziest shit. It's like, dude, just go into a darkness retreat. It's like, yeah, dude, like no poor person's going to want to do that.
Going to a darkness retreat? Yeah, I don't think so.
Going darkness? You just
Aubrey Marcus did that. Cave. Aubrey Marcus was in a dark hole for like 5 days.
And yeah. It's probably not good
for That's them. The thing. Yeah, I don't think it is. But, well, they said the Celts used to do that. They would like put you in a super dark cave in ancient times and you would just start to hallucinate.
Good.
Or you can just not eat for like 14 days. And
yeah, I mean, all their shit is just being poor. It's like, dude, you're so humbled when you can't fucking talk. Or just sit in the dark. Don't go on a 7-day water fast. Like, yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Or just spend 40 years not being able to do what you want ever.
Yeah. Being talked down to by everyone.
Everyone be like, yeah, cool, dude. Talk to aliens in your dreams. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
On a 10-day retreat where everyone's like, all right, dude, fucking shut up.
No, it's like the
it's
most
a horrible idea.
It's the most fun they could have is getting together with like-minded individuals.
Obviously, dude, I was there and witnessed it. The only bullshit I will say was they're like, oh, you're never going to be fed better than you are this
I heard
week.
The grub sucked, yeah.
Grub was ass.
What kind of grub you talking about? What kind of grub you talking
Shit. The eggs every day were just like Insta eggs and fucking just bullshit, honestly.
Seed oils?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're like, oh, we got cheesesteaks tonight. And it was literally just like if you got a roast beef from Wawa, the like deli slicer, and fried it.
They're giving all the fucking dreamers that are talking to aliens cheesesteaks.
Yeah. Cheesesteak. Dude, three square.
Dude, they fed you guys cheesesteaks. And then went to take naps.
Dude, frying lunch meat.
I was farting in my check.
Bro. Real dude, the dumbest fucking shit I've ever had. No offense to the Monreal Institute. I don't want them. I'm gonna be invaded tonight by 10 schizophrenics. So they're like,
I would call Shane when I was there, like crying,
bro.
Fucking laughing.
When you called me from there, I was laughing so fucking hard. You called me on like day two, like, yo, I fucked up. Call me from his fucking sleep chamber.
Here's the thing. It is a sick idea because they are supposed to use like shit to drive your brain waves to get you into like a different state, which would be
fucking
nasty.
Acid. Huh? Like, yeah. If you really want to get
shit that changes the state of your brain.
That is true. Well, I've heard of people who did acid and did the brainwave drive and they said it's crazy.
That was the acid.
You can play
acid. It was 100% just the acid, dude.
Yeah. It's not going to give you an extra
like the James Fadiman.
I mean, if you did that, listen to that while on acid, you probably just took the fucking headphones off. Like, holy fuck, I'm on acid.
Bro, this is the funniest. I mean,
it's the best, dude.
I'm so happy you did it.
I'm kind of stoked. Yeah, I'm kind of stoked.
I'll literally do anything. And Spade was like, dude, go do it. Like, let's see if it works. I'm like, all right, I'll see if it works. And it was fun.
Wasn't Spade like a dickhead?
No,
wasn't he like, you should do it? Then you're like, yo, it sucked. He's like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but he thought I had the bona fides.
You guys like, you guys talk about your dreams a lot.
Bro, they're
you guys have it.
I have the aura ring and I have a problem where I don't really get any deep sleep. No, it's not. I don't get
all
any
of
deep
this
sleep.
Is fake shit.
What, Ram? You're talking about
like fuel consumerism.
What?
He's back the from Monroe Institute, dude. He's
you
a cynic.
Fucking learned.
He's
you're the top cynic. Of the mountain.
He's a cynic now.
Nothing matters.
Dude, I'm telling you, I get...
Bro, I'm crying. It's so funny.
I'm telling you, dude, I am...
Signing up to drive to Virginia and staying in a fucking... He showed me a picture.
Twin bed.
That shit sucked.
That bed was comfortable.
And was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Yo,
how many pillows do you have?
Two.
You got one for
having
me?
Having another dude in there.
He rolled.
He's so weird. I know, but just days on being like.
I made him claim PC. He packed up.
You made him ring the bell?
Yeah, immediately. He claimed PC.
You were GP. He was PC.
I was GP for life in there.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy. Definitely didn't work.
But yeah, I mean.
The best is like, oh, once you get home, that's when the fun starts. And I literally don't remember shit.
You're about to get zapped, dude.
The grub was nasty, though.
The grub being nasty is kind of disillusioning.
The grub being nasty is so obvious.
One dude was like,
although it's like, what do you need? You just need to lay down and go to sleep.
One dude was a fucking real estate.
Everyone's stomach must have been going crazy.
Crazy. I was crushing the bathroom. People would go into like level 27, and I would just open my door real slow.
You said diarrhea.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's, level 27 is diarrhea.
There's a dude who just peaced.
Hit you hard. The high density packet hit you, dude.
Dude peaced.
What?
2 days in, he was like a commercial realtor from Bucks County.
Yeah.
He just peaced. Didn't say bye to anyone. Didn't say bye to the fucking
people. He's probably so embarrassed.
Yeah, well, he's probably like, you know what? I'm actually just going to cheat on my wife.
No, I know. Yeah. But it also think of like, you kind of, you want to believe.
Obviously,
yeah.
Dude.
And you're like, dude.
They were like,
I can fucking talk to aliens.
Dude, you want
to
hear something?
And then you drive that, you're thinking to yourself, like, this is it.
Yeah.
And then day two.
Your wife's like, what the
fuck? You're talking to a fucking Bulgarian and you're eating fucking Sloppy Joes. You're going, holy shit, I gotta go back home.
You know what's
home.
Fucked up, though? So there was all those floods in North Carolina. 3 days before, I had nothing but flood dreams. I swear I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. But I was going to the beach the next 2 days. So maybe that's why I was having water dreams, but I was having nonstop flood dreams.
Yeah, I mean.
So let's not take away all the mystery.
True. I'm not saying it's not real.
But it is very
funny. But you can't pay to play.
True. That's true. You know what I mean?
You're either in the game or you're not. You can't sign up.
That was fucking crazy.
It's like a comedy class.
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to be the fuck. Well, the thing that I realized where
you're going to be huge
kind of bullshit was done. When they're like,
next,
we had a fun exercise before we went to sleep. And that was a Dolphin Energy Club. And you can join the Dolphin Energy Club and send dolphin healing powers to people in need. So you could sit there, you think of the dolphins and you see them and they fucking swim next to you and you send them out to people in need.
It's kind of chill.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I forgot to say, the way to get into it.
So prayer.
Is you get your resonant tuning, which just sounds like the Eyes Wide Shut fucking singing, which was freaking me the fuck out. And then you get a reball, which is like an energy field around you that protects you in the astral realm.
Ball. A fucking reball. We are legion.
Bro, it needs to get
it. Send me some dolphins, bro.
I'm going to send him a dolphin. You're hurting more than you ever know.
Dolphin down
fuck, dude.
And fuck, dude. Take down your retard, but my dolphin is back.
Oh, shit. He's got a powerful reball.
Yeah. And then you have an energy conversion box where you get all your bad thoughts and you put them in there.
I like that.
And then before you go out, all that shit gets taken care of. And then you enter it.
Hold on. Dude,
who did you send dolphins, dude? Did you send me a dolphin?
I didn't do the energy. The dolphin
you didn't
club.
Send any dolphins?
I do that at the gym sometimes. Not in the form of dolphins. I just send people power vibes.
Positive vibes.
Yeah. Kind of nice. Yeah, I just send positive vibes.
I can
vibes. Feel
I can tell when you're at the gym.
Yeah, once I realized this is just level one and then you have to pay for level two and stuff, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Loud and clear.
God, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't really learn much from it.
Damn, you did. You learned a lot.
The best was everyone day one was like, my phone's in the fucking room. Like, I'm not touching that thing. Like, day three, everyone's like, everyone lied to each other. It's pretty funny. Fuck. Oh, food's great.
But that's, dude, I mean, sucks. This is for real one of the funniest things I've ever heard. They're fucking sending dolphins to people.
The reball is nice.
If you believe
dude,
it.
Dude, and people clocking out is so fun. Just people just being like,
ringing the bell.
All right, you had
that
me.
Was only one, two guys. Well, my roommate and then the other dude. Everyone else stayed.
Get a text from your wife too, and just being like,
I mean, you can't peace out if you came from fucking Hungary.
True.
You just got to ride that out.
Yeah, where are you gonna go? Thirsty.
Thirsty. I did crush cereal though.
Did you crush what kind of cereal? That what was
Kellogg's
cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Of course, I had fucking Kellogg's.
Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes are good.
I thought it was Corn Flakes. Okay.
Yeah,
Frosted
Flakes.
Yeah, they
that's
had that.
Pretty
I
chill.
Haven't had cereal in a while, so that was pretty cool.
That kept you.
That's nice.
A lot of people were vaping. I refused to vape.
Yeah.
I left one time. I literally was like, as if I was being held there against my will. I was like, I'm just going to fucking leave for a little bit. And I drove down during a break because there's like 3 hour breaks and went to a convenience store in the middle of fucking like Lynchburg, where the fuck I was, and got like expired Zin, took one, got a headache, and then just went back.
Have you ever had sleep paralysis and
all
then
the
went into the sleep paralysis?
All the time.
What happens when you go into it?
Keep dreaming over and over again. Until,
yeah, you get stuck in the inception loop.
It sucks.
Dude, if I get
then
sleep...
I get a top and I spin it and go, I'm powerful.
No way.
No, I don't.
You send the dolphins.
Just freak the fuck out and I'm like, when is this going to stop?
Dude, when I have sleep paralysis, the same. You can like sit there and it's just like a staticky noise in your ear. And the last time I went into it, It was just like a demonscape.
Nothing can hurt you.
Why do you need the fucking? Why do you need the reball?
Nothing can hurt you. There were so many things where it's like, oh, that one guy was a fucking remote viewer, and he's like, oh, these are the things I remote viewed, and he was like,
so he was a fucking liar.
No, but dude, he said he had the bona fides. Just a liar. He said he had the bona
fides. Paul Check on the last episode said he remote viewed this house.
Yeah, he said he had what? The.
He's got two wives. I guess I had on the podcast last time. He has two wives.
He saw my house,
not your house. No. He remote viewed the house he wanted, and then when both of his wives went to the property, he was like, let me guess, does it have a gate in the front with a big. Like, he named a certain sort of emblems. He's a remote viewer, man. It's pretty.
But the one guy remote
viewed. Don't knock parapsychology, please.
The one guy remote viewed, and he was showing me, like, all this stuff. And then I was just like, so you can remote view? He's like, yeah. I was like,
that's fucking reball, bro.
I was like, if you can remote view, let's make some fucking money.
Yeah. He was like, how can we make money off this?
I was like, dude. Bet on fucking sports. He's like, oh, it's not the right brain sees numbers, left brain or however the fuck it works. And I was like,
so fucking right.
Tell me this color of the confetti at the Super Bowl next year. It'll be the color of the team that wins. He's like, I can't do that.
That's a crude application. Oh, yeah. That's a crude application of a spiritual technology.
I don't fucking care. Dude, I'm trying to get paid off this shit.
More about you going. I see a river.
There was a dude, though.
There's a river.
Yeah.
McMonagall. He was on the Sean Ryan podcast, and he's a fucking beast and has, like, W's in remote.
I read his book. His book's pretty nasty. Dude,
this guy was a battle axe.
He did TV, live TV.
He went on live TV, and he was like, I'll remote view whatever the fuck you want. Tell me where you want to go. They picked a random city, and then they got this like, a set designer, went in all these fucking places. And they picked at random, rolling a dice, and the dude fucking called him.
He did film a couple of them, but if you watch all of them, a lot of them are. They end up being very similar things at the end. Because I read his whole book, and I'm like, there's no way he videotaped this. And he does kind of nail a couple of things, and then they do it again on a different channel, and he predicts the same exact thing.
Yeah, I just don't.
Parapsychology is not to be ruled out.
It isn't. I mean, it has as in my views as much standing as fucking vaccine research. So this is the best one we've ever made. It's 98% effective.
What
are you gonna do? Take nobody wants to hear.
Everyone's like, what the fuck?
What are you gonna do?
I'm with you, bro.
I hear you.
I support you.
Vaccinated. MinuteClinic just hit me up. Have you got your COVID-19 vaccine?
Are they still pushing it?
They got a stockpile. They got a fucking ditch out.
My boy he brought his one-year-old to get a checkup. Don't and they were that. Like, yo, you want to give him the COVID vaccine? He said he turned it down. Felt like he had an 11-inch cock. Like, fuck, no, I'm not vaccinating him.
Where were you in 2020, bro?
I was in the group chat with him. Trying to tell them all,
steer him towards the light?
Literally, if you go on my laptop and search Bill Gates, March 2020, me telling them, fuck this. This shit's made the fuck up. Don't get vaccinated. Bill Gates is trying to get rich off this.
Damn.